Scientists have known for some time that fermented food and drink like sauerkraut and kombucha are good for our guts, but until now it's been unclear exactly why and how. Now researchers have found that humans and apes possess a receptor on their cells that allowed our ancestors to eat not-so-fresh food. They believe a better understanding of this receptor could lead to new treatments for inflammatory diseases. Gavin Coote reports.
It's been fermenting in a jug for weeks, but Diane Alford isn't one to turn her nose up at homemade kombucha, a combination of tea, sugar and bacteria. But the past 3 years, the semi-retired teacher has been hooked on the stuff after vowing to improve her health as she got older.
When I bring out a drink to have in the afternoon and I open it and I get that gorgeous fizz and bubbles as I'm pouring it into a glass, knowing that it's good for me, it tastes so good, and it's healthy.
For some foodies, the modest kombucha or other fermented foods like kimchi or yogurt is a form of currency, both social and financial. Sally McLennan runs what's known as a crop swap event every month in regional New South Wales. Budding brewers meet and trade fermented goods and produce amongst themselves.
Anyone who's kind of gotten into fermenting food or growing in the garden, you know, you've always seemed to have too much of one thing, and there's only so many zucchinis you can eat or so much water kefir that you can drink at a time.
The most often touted health benefits of fermented foods include improved digestion and immune function. And now in the home of sauerkraut, scientists believe they've worked out why this is the case. Claudia Stalbert from Germany's University of Leipzig puts it down to a special receptor only found in humans and great apes. This receptor enabled humankind's ancestors to eat decaying food, like fruit picked up off the ground, and trigger their immune system into action.
So uptake of fermented food actually helped to conserve this receptor in humans and great apes.
This special receptor remains largely misunderstood, the research finds, in part because it's not present in animals suitable for clinical testing, such as mice. But Dr. Stalbert believes further research could lead to a number of medical spin-offs.
It might be that this receptor becomes an interesting pharmaceutical target for some human-specific inflammatory diseases.
For fermented food fan Diane Alford, tracing her homemade kombucha and sauerkraut back to her ancestors doesn't seem like such an odd thing.
And I think a lot of the health style that is coming into the picture now is how we used to eat hundreds, if not thousands, of years ago, getting back to the basics, which is how our ancestors all lived.
That's fermented food enthusiast Diane Alford ending Gavin Coote's report.